Welcome back to the AgeTurners.com podcast. The goal of these podcasts is to strengthen you in your daily Christian life and in your church life, so that the Lord may be able to use you as someone who can turn this age. My name is Ricky Acosta, and today we will continue our fellowship in the line that we call Flee and Pursue. And with today's broadcast, we will begin a line of fellowship on the matter of eating. Eating is a central and crucial theme in the whole Bible. And the reason is that life is a central and crucial theme in the Bible, and life is maintained by eating. We see this matter of eating highlighted throughout the scriptures, from Genesis to Revelation. God created man with three parts, with a spirit, a soul, and a body. And actually, with all three parts, we eat. What does it mean to eat? To eat is to take something that is outside of us into us. And then it is processed, or it affects us, and then it becomes us, becomes our very constituent. Of course, this is true physically, and God created us as eating vessels, as a kind of a vessel that has to receive, that has to eat, not only daily, but several times throughout the day. But this is not true only physically. Psychologically and spiritually, we also are eating all day long. We are taking things in. And actually, our destiny is determined by what we eat, by what we take in. And this is why the matter of eating is so crucial. Not only does what we eat determine our destiny, eating affects us in a daily way. It is very subjective. When God created man, he put this man in front of the tree of life, in the midst of the garden. And it's very interesting that God's first commandment to man was not a matter of behavior or a matter of worship. God's first commandment to man was related to the matter of eating. He told the man in Genesis 2, "Of all the trees of the garden, you may freely eat." And he put him in front of the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and told him, "Don't eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil." God's speaking to man in this very crucial setting was all related to the matter of eating. And we know that man fell because he ate the wrong thing. But let's consider this not merely in theoretical terms or in doctrinal terms as something that happened in the Bible. Consider your own experience. There are times when we love the Lord so much, we consecrate ourselves to the Lord, we have a real consecration in a conference or a training, or even just have a good time with the Lord in the morning. But after some time, later in the day, or after a few days, after the conference, we find that our heart for the Lord is not what it was when we were first touching the Lord and when we first were consecrating ourselves to the Lord. Why is that? Actually, very often you can trace the source of the decline to the matter of eating. What did we take in? What did we receive that affected us and even became a part of us? As I said before, this is not just a daily matter. This is a very subjective matter, even hour by hour. We must pay attention to what we eat, to what we take in. So in the coming broadcasts, what we want to do is to look into this matter on the positive side as well as on the negative side. We must eat the right thing. we must take in the right thing. And of course, the first thing we must take in is the Word. We have to eat the Lord in the Word. How has your time with the Lord been recently? How has your time of reading the Word been? Have you been enjoying the Lord through your Bible reading, through your prayer reading, through the personal time with Him in the morning or at other times? Have you been enjoying the Lord with companions? There are many different ways to eat the Lord during the day and during the week. And I hope we all are having a good supply of the Lord through His Word, either personally or corporately. Sometimes, however, we go through the exercise of reading the Word or of prayer reading or being with companions, and our experience is that we don't have that much enjoyment. We also want to look into this matter. What are the reasons that this happens? On the other side, we want to take a look at the warnings and be on guard that we would not take in the wrong thing. Taking in the wrong thing affects us sometimes at the moment immediately. At other times, it affects us later on. It's just like with the physical eating. Sometimes you eat the wrong thing and it affects you on the spot. It gives you a feeling in your stomach, and there's a kind of reaction. At other times, you're taking in something that's not healthy, and the effect does not come until later. Actually, there is an accumulated effect over time. This is true physically, and this can also be true spiritually. How do we eat? We mentioned before that we eat spiritually, psychologically, and physically. How do we eat psychologically? You know, we have some gateways in our being to take in the physical food, and that is our mouth. But psychologically, we also have gateways, that is through our eyes and through our ears. The things that we take in, the things that we receive, the things we read, the things we look at, the things we hear, it's very possible these things get into us and affect us, and they affect not only your soul, but they affect your spirit. So we have to be on guard and exercise our being that we would take in the right things and also not take in the things that will cause harm to our spiritual life. I hope that we will check with ourselves concerning this matter of eating. How has my eating been recently? And I hope that even with our companions, we could check with one another. How has your eating been? And we would take care of this matter. We have to pay attention to this matter. Eating is a central focus of the Bible, and eating determines our destiny. So may we be those that eat the Lord and have a healthy appetite in eating, and also that we exercise our being not to take in the wrong things, not to take in the unhealthy things, the things that might taste good at the moment, but actually, once we receive them, they actually damage us. So may the Lord strengthen us in this matter of eating. O Lord, we come to you. Lord, strengthen our eating. O Lord, we want to eat you and enjoy you. We pray that every time we contact the Word, we would eat you. Every time we're in the meeting, we would eat you, and that we would eat you many times throughout the day. Lord Jesus, we love you. O Lord, make your home in our hearts a little bit more today. For hturners.com, this is Ricky Acosta.